Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and I'm so glad to be able to share another broadcast with you. You've tuned me in by the way of WDLP 93.1 Belding at 7 o'clock, and we stream this broadcast live by the way of WDLP.fm. Others of you have tuned me in by the way of Ionia, WIONI 1430 AM or 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock and over in the low Ada area, 100.3 FM. I welcome all of you from this broadcast time there as we join together in our message this morning. Others have tuned me in by the way of WGLM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock, and we now stream both of these broadcasts, Ionia and Greenville, by the way of the web. Others have tuned me in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. And some of you are listening by the way of my website. My website is pastorkenharger.com. You just see where it says messages from the lighthouse. Bring your mouse up over that and it'll show you current media. Click on current media and you will find that the broadcast is there for this morning. Whatever way you tuned me in, I'm so glad to be able to share with you this morning. This is going to be, you know, the last week of November, the last Sunday of November. Next week, we'll start thinking about Christmas. December will be here, December 1st. And we'll talk a little more about Thanksgiving and being thankful people. But this week is a special week because we have a time set aside whereby we can give thanks to God for his many blessings. I need to say thank you at this time to those that help with the cost of the broadcast. So for Gloria Spencer, in memory and honor of her husband Spence, that was his nickname. She lives in Orleans. Gloria, thank you for your financial support. Maria Varb, in memory and honor of her husband, Fran, from Dayton, Tennessee. So a thank you to Marie. To Gay London, in memory and honor of her husband, Dave, from Greenville. Thank you so much, Gay. And then also for Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area. Thank you for your support. And Bill and Judy Hammond from the Belding area. We appreciate all those that help with the cost of putting the broadcast together and all the other things that go with it. A big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for selecting my music for this morning. And because I pastored for Shiloh Community Church for 50 years and I've been retired now about 11 years and I still attend there. So I like to give this invitation. Saturday evening at Shiloh, 6:30. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. And then we have a contemporary service at 10:45. And we have a campus in Greenville. It's located at the old Calvary Baptist Church, corner of Grove and Luray Street. And that service is Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We're in search for a new senior pastor. That's got underway this week. And so we're looking forward to what God's going to lead us and direct us. In the meantime, Jim Lacey, who had been at Greenville for about 10, 12 years, he's our intern pastor, taking care of the things until we get our new pastor. So we appreciate the ministry of Shiloh Community Church, and I just want to pass it on to you. Okay, let's get started for today's message. This morning, we're going to look at we are to be people of praise and thanks, mostly because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for each one of us. Of all the peoples in the world, those that have come to faith in the Lord Jesus, we should be people of praise and thanks. Praise should be on our lips and on our hearts and a part of our individual everyday life. Not just Thanksgiving time. I love the Thanksgiving season. Told our children that we're going to have dinner at 1 o'clock. And then for our children and grandchildren that are in this area, I also just give a little hint. Grandpa might need some help putting up his manger scene in the afternoon. So we'll just see what happens with that. But anyway, Thanksgiving is a very special time. And this message is meant to encourage us to be a thankful person. Encourage us to be a praise person that gives praise to God and to others and the things they do within our life. So to get us started, we have a song that starts out this way, and it may not be always true with our individual lives because some days begin a little differently, but this song is saying, I start my day with prayer. And I trust that's a good idea to make sure we start our day with prayer. Here we go. God bless you, and I'll be right back.
I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. Start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. People ask me, they say, how are you so happy? Some have even asked, what kind of pill I take? Well, let me tell you, I am high on life with Jesus, and it's all because of how I start my day. I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. Start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. Feel defeated, why the good times seem to never roll your way. Well, I'm not saying that your life will be perfect, but I'm saying good things happen when we pray. There are those who only ask the Lord for mercy. There are those who pray for miracles each day. Well, one day I came up begging for forgiveness. Now I thank Him for the good things when thanksgiving. Start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I have learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. I start my day with a prayer filled with praise.
Well, I love that. My day is going to be a better day if I start that day with prayer. And we're going to start our day with prayer, and I'm going to be praying for you, the listening audience, that God's special blessing would be upon you, but also giving thanks for whatever He's did in your life and praying for your family and the things that are a part of your everyday life. So let's just bow for a moment to prayer. Dear Father, as we come into your presence, we do want to come with thanksgiving. We do want to come with praise for the things that you've done for each and every one of us. And I, Father, am so grateful for what you've done in my life, the blessings that you've given to me. And so I want to pray for the blessings you've given to the living, to the listening audience, that your hand of blessing and comfort might be upon them in a very special way. So, Father, first of all, your faithfulness, we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness. We thank you that we can cast all of our care upon you because you do care for each one of us. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Thank you so much, Father, for the gift of life, the gift of family, the gift of fellowship within the church family. Thank you so much, Father, for the nation that we live in, and we ask your special blessing to be upon America today, and you might minister to the nation in a very special way. So, Father, as we come a little closer, we realize that we do have things that's in our hearts and lives that we need to seek your face for, because we need that blessing that comes to us from understanding your care and your love that you have for each one of us. So, Father, for those that may be discouraged this morning, I pray your hand of comfort and strength. For those that's going through a healing process for some kind of a disease that's been causing them trouble, I pray your blessings upon them. My wife right now is going through some therapy, so I pray for those who are going through therapy and that you would just be pleased to bless them. Others, Father, may be going through a time of financial trouble. Others may be having a time of emotional trouble. Whatever they are, dear Father, I pray that you would meet their need at this moment according to your divine and holy will. Now, Father, come and honor your word. Speak to our hearts. May it not just be another service, but may it be a time when you speak to each one of us. And I'll thank you and praise you for that in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. Well, let me just tell you, Thanksgiving may not be a normal part of a person's life, but, you know, this year I want to spend some more time before Christmas comes of being thankful and being people of praise and thanks. You know, especially I shared with you last week about the mind and our thinking process. We need to understand that we should have in our new life and our new faith that we have in Christ, we also should understand that that's one of the reasons why we should be people of praise and thanks. I think it's so important to realize in Psalm 103, God says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name. Bless the Lord, my soul." And now listen, "and forget not all of his benefits." He's saying he wants us to be thankful and praise people, people of praise from all that was within us, not just a thank you, but it's all that's within us. And one of the ways he tells us that this will work in your life and in my life, he tells us that he wants us not to forget all of the benefits of knowing God, of walking with God, of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the word benefit because I think it is to what has been added to my life because of my relationship with God and my relationship with Jesus through the love of the Lord Jesus and the teaching of God's word. In the mindset of the society today, the thing is entitlement. It seems like so many people think and feel as though they're entitled to certain things. I believe that one inherent deserved privilege of special treatment, that's what entitlement means, that we deserve some special treatment. But in our relationship with God, we need to try to remember that we don't deserve anything from God. It's because of his great love that he does these things for us. And I believe as the things that I look through my lifetime, look back over as I glance at this time of the year, beginning to think of another year gone by, we glance back over the past year and we realize we got much, much to be thankful for. We have much to give the Lord praise for. I believe the lack of praise and thanks in the life of a Christian seems to produce an attitude of taking things for granted. We take the benefits that God gives to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus, for granted. And sometimes I like to take a few moments and not ask God for any blessings. Instead, take a few moments and just think about all the things that he's done for us. And that's what this idea is supposed to produce within our thinking as we continue through this message this morning. There was a song that was a part of my Christian experience in the early years of my life, and I still love it to this day. The song, and I'm not going to sing it for you, you'd shut your radio off probably, but anyway, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, and you'll be surprised what the Lord hath done." We had a song leader at the church I was attending at that time, and he would every now and then want us to change the song just a little bit. "Count your many blessings, weigh them ton by ton, and you will be surprised what the Lord has done. I ask you, don't you have some things to be thankful for? Don't you have some things that we need to praise God? I found a picture that I shared in my Facebook. The table is just loaded with all kinds of things, such as his faithfulness, his blessings, the gift of life, the gift of family. And the little guy sitting in the high chair says, "What do I have to be thankful for?" Sometimes that's the attitude. And that's not a good attitude. Because God has been so good to each one of us. And so we need to realize that we need to return the blessings that he's given us. We need to return back to him praise and thanks. I like the word of all that is within me. I believe this is the same idea Jesus gave when he was asked one day, which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus' response was, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Now listen, if you're going to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all of your strength, he's saying, love me with all that lies within you as a person. I will become a person of praise and thanks. When I think of all the benefits, the many benefits that God has given to me. Bless the holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of these benefits. Then he names some. Listen to this now. Who forgives all of your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good things so that your strength is renewed like the eagle? The nourishment of the soul that comes from God is spiritual nourishment. That's the benefits that we get from God, is spiritual nourishment. Like he forgives my sin, he heals my diseases. Oh, you might say to me this morning, "Pastor, I had a disease at the Lord, or my family member had a disease in the Lord." He said he heals all the diseases, but all the diseases may not be the physical things. You know, it may be some of the spiritual things that he redeems my life from the pit. I was going down a road that wasn't the best road. He crowns me. I love that word, crowns. He crowns me with, not a crown, but with steadfast love and with mercy. And he satisfies me with good things. God knows each one of us individually. And he has healed many of our diseases. The nourishment that we are unable to provide for the soul ourselves, I believe, comes from God. And what Jesus said to this religious man was, to whom much is forgiven, he will love much. And whom little is forgiven, he will love little. It's not that God tracks our sins and says, "Man, you got a lot of them." And somebody else, he says, "Well, you haven't done too bad." No, it's our attitude towards our sin. It's our attitude towards our unfaithfulness. If you look at the sins that you've been forgiven and you think that's not much, you love little. But if you look at the sins and you think, "Man, how could God do that? God is so kind and God is so gracious." I believe the degree of your thanks and praise to God will be in a direct relationship to your appreciation for what he has done for you. May I say that again? I believe your thanks and praise to God will be in a direct relationship to your appreciation for what he has done for you. If you think he's done little, you're going to praise little. You're going to give thanks little. But when you realize just how much he has given to you, and you've got a heart full of thanksgiving and praise to offer him. But if you think you've done most of yourself, you probably won't thank God for it. You just go on the way you've always went on. One of the reasons I say this is because Jesus described himself as a nourishment for people's needs in their life. Jesus one day said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And then Jesus one day said, "I am the bread of life." He another time said, "I'm the living water." See, if you're going to be people of praise and thanks to God, you need to realize that he's given you many, many blessings. There's a verse back in Psalm 100. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. You are such a great God, and you are due honor and majesty." See, if you and I think we've done our life on our own strength, we probably won't give God much honor, much praise, much thanks. But you know what? When we realize that we didn't deserve anything from God, and yet he's reached out to us, that's so special of blessing. Every time I come over here to the lighthouse to do my message, and I think, you know, there's not many people that have a lighthouse. Anytime I'm looking at our house, I put some new bulbs on our front porch. And it gets dark so early, and because my wife uses a walker, we're coming out the front door, so I want it to be lit up when we come home from the nighttime. And you know something? Anytime I look in my yard, anytime I look at my family, I think, you know, I had such a terrible beginning in my childhood life. And we had so little. They always referred to us as the poor Harger kids. You know, folks, when I look at what I have today, and I'm not by no means a rich person, but I am so much more blessed than I ever was as a child. I thought of this as an idea just the other day. Somebody said, "Well, how long have you lived in the house you live in?" And I said, "Well, it's getting close to 50 years now. 50 years in the same house." When I was a kid growing up, we lived in a lot of dumpy houses and kept having to move. 9 kids in a house they were dumpy when we moved in, and they were dumpier when we moved out. It's a realization, folks, that God has been so good to you. It makes me appreciate everything that I have so much more when you realize you didn't have anything before. God is so good to each one of us. That deserves us to become a person, or challenges us to become a person of praise and thanksgiving. I want to do one more thought before we listen to a song. I think this is one of the reasons I need praise and thanksgiving in my life, is because in Psalm 103, he shares some things that is a reminder to me that God gives supervision to my life. God gives direction to my life. My favorite Bible verse: "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." There's a way, the Bible says, that seems right to man, but it ends in destruction. And God reminds us that all we like sheep have gone astray, and every one of us have turned to our own way. And yet the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Jesus died for every single one of us. We are to be people of praise and thanks for our life that we have in Christ as we focus on his directions. You know what the Bible in Psalm 103:5 says? "So that your youth is renewed like an eagle." Your youth is renewed like an eagle. The eagle, I could do a whole message on the eagle sometime, but the eagle is the strongest, most fearless, and most majestic of all the birds. At about 5 years of age, the eagle will begin going through a molting process where it loses most of its feathers, only to be replaced by new feathers. This gives the appearance of renewed youth in that eagle that's 5 years old. During the molding process, the ego will look like he's sick and weak. But as the process completes, the ego has the look and feel of renewed strength and energy. God says to you, God says to me, regardless of our age, I'll give you some of that. That's one of my benefits towards you, is strength beyond yourself. He goes on to say in Psalm 103, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all those who are oppressed. He makes known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger, according abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he ever keep his anger forever. But he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. Now listen to this. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God says, you know what? I don't remember your sins no more. You know, you can only go so far north and you go south. But if you head east, you'll always be going east. You go west, so far as the east is from the west. He said, I have removed your sins from you. God is telling us he's done a lot of benefit. Let me just do this once again. The focus and direction of his supervision given to us, because as a child of God, he executes righteousness and justice for all who are opposed. He is merciful and gracious and slow of anger and abounding in mercy. He has not dealt with us according to our sin. I thank God for that. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. And then he reminds us our sins are all gone, as far as the east is from the west. That makes me want to be a person of praise and thanks for Jesus, my good shepherd, that gives me direction like a shepherd does to the sheep. He gives me directions for my life and the way that I ought to go. And the things that I ought to do. Now, I just have to ask myself, as I wish you would ask yourself, have I paused and told him thank you? You know, when I think of all that God has done, right from my heart, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't deserve any of this. And you were so kind to me. And this kindness and forgiveness comes as we listen to this song that reminds us. It's a pretty special blessing to realize that this one Jesus has washed my sins away. I'll be right back in just a few moments.
I was looking out for number one.
Number one.
I'm concerned with all the things I've done.
Things I've done.
Never knew I needed Jesus.
And I never found time to pray.
And one day I heard he died for me.
Died for me.
Heard about a place called Calvary.
Calvary.
Gave my heart to him
that very day when he washed my sins away.
Now I know that I am heaven bound, getting closer every day.
Oh, the happiness and peace I found when he washed my sins away.
He gave me such a happy song to sing.
Song to sing.
Makes me happy just remembering.
Remembering
all the things he gave to me that day
when he washed my sins away.
I'm walking down a brand new road.
Brand new road.
Shouting happy everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Thanking Jesus for the blessings
that he gives me every day.
When I think of what I used to be,
I used to be.
I can see how much he's done for me.
He's done for me.
Jesus came into my heart to stay
when he washed my sins away.
Now I know that I'm here.
happiness and peace I found when He washed my sins away.
He gave me such a happy song to sing.
Song to sing.
It makes me happy just remembering.
Remembering
all the things He gave to me
that day when He washed my sins away. Happiness and peace I found when He washed my sins away.
He gave me such a happy song to sing.
Song to sing.
Makes me happy just remembering.
Remembering
all the things He gave to me
that day when He washed my sins away.
All the things He gave to me
that day when He washed.
Wash my sins away.
All the things He gave to me that day when He washed my sins away.
When He washed my sins away. What a blessing He brought into my life is what the songwriter is saying. But more than that, we realize we have so much to be thankful and to be a people of praise about, that He has taken our life and He's used it in a different direction. When I think about that for myself, I think I as a kid, you never would have thought I'd ever be a pastor, a preacher, or one that does devotions in the morning like I do on Facebook. But you know what? God's been so good. God's been so good. Used my life in a total different direction than I ever would have thought He would have used my life. And I've been blessed as a result of that, and am blessed every day as a result of that. You know what God is trying to remind us? Sometimes we need to understand that this thing of giving thanks to God and praise to Him for all that He provides is in order to bring balance to our life. We need to have balance in our life. What I'm thinking about is balance is the idea of your view of life, the facts you know about life. Are they all in the right relationship? I love the way Jesus described balance when He said what the greatest commandment was. Somebody asked Him one day, what's the greatest commandment? He says, to love God, to love others, and to love yourself. Do you realize? That's what Jesus is telling, is a balanced life. That you got love in your heart for God. You got love in your heart for others. And yes, you even have love in your heart for yourself. Because you're unique. You're one of a kind. God made you the way you are. Doesn't matter what other people have said about you. It didn't matter what I was told growing up as a kid from my stepdad. I focused on what God said about me, that you're His child now. And all of a sudden, you can have love for yourself. But when that gets out of balance, have you ever driven a car out of balance? Everything needs to be in balance. Sometimes as we get older, I find that I have times where I just feel a little bit out of balance. And you know something? God wants us to have a balanced life. If we're going to be a people of praise and thanks, there needs to be a balance between the benefits God has given to us that we've received in our relationship with Him and the praise that we give back to Him. I love the way Psalm number 103 continues. Let me read this for you. As the Father has compassion for His children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear Him. I love the way God does. He takes a father that's doing the way a father should be, have compassion towards his children. And He's saying, if you've seen that, you got to know that I have compassion towards those of you that fear me. He certainly knows what we're made of. He bears in mind or keeps in mind that we're just dust. He made us from dust. Human life is short-lived as grass. it blossoms like a flower in the field, then the wind blows over the flower and it disappears, and there is no longer any sign of it. The flower was beautiful while it was there, but it was a short-lived life. Same as he's saying, your life and my life are short-lived life. But from everlasting to everlasting, everlasting, the Lord's mercy is on those who fear him. His righteousness belongs to those children and to their grandchildren, to those who are faithful to his promise, to those who remember to follow his guiding principles. The Lord has set his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules everywhere. This is a great God, folks. This is a great and mighty God that does things for us as human beings. And so often it goes unnoticed from us as human beings. But I'm speaking to you this morning as a believer in God. We need to be people of praise. Other people may be people that just say all kinds of other things and maybe feel all kinds of other things. But when we realize how good God has been to us, we need to give him thanks. The benefit of compassion as a father for his children, God has for us. He keeps in mind, we didn't have a very good beginning. We came from dust. So we should keep that in our minds too. Also, that human life is so short. You need to be reminded of that often. This thing called life is going by very fast. Human life is so short. He reminds us it's like the flowers. They're beautiful, and then all of a sudden the wind blows over them and the flowers disappear. He reminds us that he is the God of everlasting, everlasting past and everlasting future. You're going to find his mercy. And he wants to guide us by the principles of his word. The balance I'm thinking of today is the balance of who I think I am and the benefits that God gives to me so that I can be in balance with who God wants me to be. There's an idea of who you are, but the balance of your life is going to come about when we recognize who God wants us to be. And God wants us to be a people of praise and thanks. I was reading something this week about the psychological benefit. And psychology, I believe in psychology, but I also believe that psychology so often works from the outside in and God works from the inside out. So it was saying there was benefits for being a thankful person. There was benefits for being able to praise somebody else for something they do. And to be able to say thanks to somebody else and something they did for you. You know, I believe that's so true. But you know what God is saying to us? Even goes a little deeper than that. He's saying when you come to the place where your thanksgiving is coming from your heart, because you appreciate so much what God has done for you, and you realize that you're just a person that came from dust, and you realize you're such a short life in comparison to God's life, then he's saying to you and he's saying to me, there'll be balance in who you are and balance in who God wants you to be. We are reminded that human life is so short. I love this from the book of this is from Jeremiah. I'll put my law in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And I will know them from the least to the greatest. God reaches out to each and every one of us in a very special way, that you might have balance in your life. Now, I believe, from what I'm saying with you and what I understand from God's word, is that when that balance will come, out of your life, and that balance will come out of my life when we become a people of praise and thanks. I want to put it the way the commandment put it. And when Jesus said it is the greatest commandment, that balance will come into your life when you love God the way you should love God, with all your heart. I believe that balance comes into our life when we love others. Like when God tells us in His Word, don't just be focused on your needs, be focused on the needs of others. And then I believe that balance will come into your life and my life when we have a good, healthy love and respect for ourselves, who we are, and who God wants us to become. When we have that balance, it's going to help us. Even though there's so much stress in our everyday life, and even though in our society there's so much stress in society today, I believe the words that I want to have in my mind is to trust God. To trust God. You cannot trust the government to bring about the results you need in your life. You cannot trust the realization of just a human effort. We need to trust in God and the benefits that's a part of our life through forgiveness. Trust is an easy thing to do, but I believe it's one of the most important things to do. When times are tough and things are not going your way or going the way you thought it was going to, that's when we find it most difficult to trust God. We sometimes doubt that God is going to come through for us. But the exact opposite is what God wants for us. He wants us to react in the difficult circumstances of your life. He wants us to trust Him. To trust Him. First of all, might ask myself, what is trust? According to the dictionary, it defines the belief that someone or something is reliable, good and honest, or effective. And what I've been sharing with you about God's Word, we can believe that He is reliable, He is good, He's honest, and He's effective. So we need to trust Him. We need to believe that what He's promised, He's going to bring about out of your life and my life. It's going to be something that is very special. I recently read this and I liked it. It says, trust is like a muscle. If you exercise that muscle, it grows strength. You know, if you don't exercise, I said this the other day, I did some things that I hadn't done for a while. And I only did it about an hour, such as raking or that kind of stuff, you know. Said, man, I must have used muscles I haven't used, because guess what? It was pain that I hadn't received. You know, that's what happens. I try to ride bike every morning, and I do most every morning, 2.25 miles on my stationary bike. I got to tell you, time and time again, when I get on that bike, I say, I don't want to do this. But you know what I found out? If I just do it, when I get done, I feel a lot better as a result of it. That's what trust is like. When you trust God, trust Him to do something in your life that you don't think maybe He was going to do. I love what God shares with us. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You know what God is saying? That's from Psalm 37. God is reminding us that we need to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. I love the idea that was mentioned in that verse. To feed on God's faithfulness. To feed on God's faithfulness. Remember what Jesus said? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. They shall be satisfied. We need to feed on God's faithfulness and trust Him, and His faithfulness will bring it to pass. Again, my favorite verse is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. You know what? There is one thing that I believe God would say to every one of us, myself included. I think He would say it to us every day. Trust me. Trust me. He's proven Himself true, folks, in the past. Trust me, Jesus would say to you. Trust me, Jesus would say to me. But there's another thing that I believe goes along with that, and that's the realization not only to trust, but then to commit ourselves. You know, I told you a few moments ago that I get on my bike and ride at 2.25 miles every morning. But you know, sometimes I get on the bike and I just sit there, as I said, thinking, I don't want to do this. But then I say to myself, but you committed to this to help you out physically. You committed to try riding a bike every morning for 2.25 miles. You're going to break your commitment? You're going to suffer as a result of that. No, I think that's what God is saying to us. The challenge in God's word is to commit. When you and I hold back just a little, it underlines our commitment. You know, we need not to hold back in our relationship with God. We need to do what we've committed. I want to go back to that verse when I said this a few moments ago. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. You know what God is reminding us? That commitment is what is needed today. Now, commitment is not a biblical word. It's used a few times in the Bible, but it's more like the idea of you and I submitting to God and submitting to His plans and His desires for our life in order that it might fulfill our lives as an individual. For some, listen to this. All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. There's a time when the Bible says, commit your works to the Lord. You know, in the book of 1 Peter, he tells us, therefore let us not suffer those who suffer according to the will of God, commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful creator. He's saying to us, I want you to commit to one that is trustworthy. It's just like the idea of trusting Him. Now commit so that you keep on doing that. There's a time in Job's life when he was going through a really tough time in his life. Lost 10 children all at one time. All of his earthly possessions was gone. His physical health was in jeopardy. He had some friends that came and sat with him for a while and didn't say a single thing. And then they started talking to him. And they started saying, there must be something wrong with your life, Job, that God's just dealing with you in this way. They all had the same idea. But there was one friend that Zophar, I can't pronounce that right, but Job's friend Zophar, we'll just call him Joe, okay? He came to comfort Job. And you know, even though they were not on page or on track with what Job was going through, I love the way this man put the thing as he gave a picture of commitment. If you want to set your heart right, then pray to Him. If you're holding on to sin, put it far away. And don't let injustice live in your tent. Then you'll be able to show your face without being ashamed. And you'll be secure and unafraid. Then you'll forget your miseries and remember it's like water that is flowing downstream. Then your life will be bright as a noonday sun. The darkness in your life will become like the morning. You will feel confident because there's hope. And you will look around and rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to frighten you. and many people will try to gain favor with you. That's what he's saying. God is reaching out to each one of us. And you know something? Even though that wasn't a problem in Job's life, putting all these things together, this sometimes is the problem in our life. When we don't give God the place he should have, and when we don't realize that God is out for our good, and because God is out for our good, we want to commit ourselves to him every single day. Well, my time's getting close to being gone. I got just a couple minutes left, so, and then we'll have our closing song. But I want to share from my heart to yours one of my favorite stories in the Bible about this idea of returning and giving thanks is recorded for us in the book of Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered the village, there met him 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, now listen, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now this man was a Samaritan, not a Jewish man, but a Samaritan, was down looked upon. Then Jesus answered, now listen carefully, because it touches my heart every time I read this, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said unto him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you whole." This Thanksgiving week, I want us not to be one of the 9. I want us to be one of the 10. One that returns to give God praise and thanks for all that God has done. One that would be willing to fall on our knees before him and to be able to say, "Thank you for what you've done." And that's what we want to listen to in this song as we think of God's goodness and blessing upon us, is how he cares for each one of us. And you know something? If you didn't give praise to God, the rocks will cry out. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I just have to praise him. I just have to thank him for all that he's done. Before all nature rises up to shout, I just have to thank him for all he's done for me. Before the rocks cry out, I just have to praise him. I just have to thank him for all that he's done. Before all nature rises up to shout, I just have to thank him for all he's done for me. Before the rocks cry out, I just have to praise him. I just have to thank him for all that he's done. Before all nature rises up to shout, I just have to thank him for all that he's done for me.
The trees lift their arms of praise, the waves clap their hands in glee, all nature rejoices evermore. So don't you be left out from all of creation right now. Sing and shout and praise the Lord.
Before the rocks cry out, I just have rises up to shout. I just have to thank him for all that he's done for me. Before the rocks cry out, I just have to praise him. I just have to thank him for all that he's done. Before all nature rises up to shout.